It's a funny thing about birds in the movies. They all tend to sound the same. Be it a bald eagle, vulture, falcon, gull, or raven, on celluloid, they all tend to have that high-pitched screech that starts strong and fades slowly. The funny thing is that none of these birds actually sound like that in real life. In fact, the only bird that does sound like that is the red-tailed hawk, a terrific raptor that certainly is due for its close-up. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, and this is Bay Birds. The red-tailed hawk can be seen throughout the San Francisco Bay Area all year. In fact, it is probably the most common hawk in North America, living in nearly every kind of habitat, including woodlands, deserts, grasslands, roadsides, agricultural pastures, and parks. You'll almost always see them perched on a high spot, such as a tree branch, telephone pole, or fence post, that gives them a prime viewing spot over an open field or other type of open space. Once they find a perch they like, they tend to return to the same place day after day. Some people have waved hello to the same hawk for years as they pass by on their morning commute. Although the red-tailed hawk is common, it is still spectacular. In fact, it's one of the larger birds you're likely to see around here. Adult red-tailed hawks are on average 20 inches tall and have a wingspan averaging a little over 4 feet. And it's gorgeous, with its strong, stocky body and broad, rounded wings. You can identify the red-tailed hawk by its generally brown head, brown and white streaked chest, and if you haven't already figured it out, its striking red tail. Because the red-tailed hawk is so common, it tends to be the hawk by which all others are compared. Which is to say, if you see a hawk, you can often assume it's a red tail until proven otherwise. The red-tailed hawk is a hunter, and as you might guess, it's not looking out over those fields because it likes the view. No, it's usually taking advantage of its incredible eyesight to spot the movements of small mammals and reptiles in the grass. Once it catches a glimpse, it will leave that comfortable perch and descend on its prey like, well, a hawk. And it usually likes its food to go, so don't be surprised if you look up on occasion and see a snake or other unfortunate critter being carried away through the air by a red-tailed hawk. Apparently, the red-tailed hawk is rather brave as well. Last year, a friend of ours shared that he'd come across a red-tailed hawk that had apparently tried to grab a snake that was a little too big. When he found the bird, it had the snake firmly in its grasp, but the snake was coiled around the bird. Neither snake nor bird was able to get the better of the other. Our friend managed to grab a shovel and pry the two animals apart. The hawk flew away, and the snake crawled off, none the worse for wear. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.